Turn on your TV and you might spot someone you know competing in cooking contests, quiz shows, and traveling races. And WPB's Courtney Flatt has more on some locals and what this glut of reality shows says about American culture.
From the ugliest house in America to The Golden Bachelor, The House Hunters, and Jeopardy, Northwesterners have recently lit up TV screens across the country. In Yakima, a dozen frozen yogurt flavors line up in front of 9-year-old Asher Niles.
I got cake batter. That's my favorite yogurt over there.
Containers full of gummy bears, sprinkles, and popping boba beg to be eaten.
You were pretty restrained on your toppings there.
It's very much all about balance.
Just a few months ago, this Yakima third grader competed against some of the best kids in the cooking business on Fox's Master Chef Junior, a competition for 8 to 12-year-olds. Asher's dad, Sean Niles, competed on Master Chef in 2017. Then baby Asher watched from his mom's arms in the audience.
My dad, he has taught me everything I know, and I've been just following what he has been doing.
First, Sean worried how Asher might handle the pressure of national TV and high-stress kitchens.
He would just light up. He'd just come to life, and it was so awesome. Because that's hard. That's difficult.
University of Oregon journalism professor Bish Sin says reality shows aren't just trash TV or guilty pleasures. They're holding a mirror to society.
But I think they all point to really big truths about our society, about our latest form of capitalism, to be honest.
Sin says makeover shows illustrate people's need to better themselves. Judge Judy's harsh words to poorer people shine a light on poverty issues. Matchmaking shows fill in the gaps of fewer younger people falling into romantic love. Most of all, he says, it's about competition.
They fight for resources. It's a hyper-competitive place. We're always struggling and fighting and strategizing and branding.
That's something Angie and Danny Butler felt on this season of CBS's Amazing Race.
Let's go, Mom.
As a young kid racing around Walla Walla, Danny always knew he wanted to join the Amazing Race.
I've had my friends racing around the neighborhood on bikes, made little clues and little challenges, and that started my love for creating community through these types of games. And now here I am.
An Amazing Race super fan, living out his dream in South America and the Caribbean, competing alongside his mom. Each wore a Walla t-shirt. Get it? Walla Walla. The pair says they got to experience all the classic Amazing Race dilemmas. Their boat broke down in Colombia. They picked the wrong challenge.
Yes, Mom! Come on!
Hope she doesn't pass out in the car.
And classic Amazing Race highs. They paraglided at the start of a leg.
Every moment of the Amazing Race, like, checkboxed to my superfan experience. And then for Mom to be like, towards the end of the race, oh no, we are winning.
Stop making alliances.
They didn't win that million, but they say the experience was a dream. Danny and Angie got eliminated in sixth place. On Fox, Asher Nash made it to the semifinals, the youngest competitor left in the kitchen. But he says he's proud of himself for making it so far. Maybe one day, he says, he'll write some cookbooks or open up a pop-up restaurant.
You're just gonna have to watch and find out what happens next.
On the couch, I'm Courtney Flatt, flipping through my remote.